Give me one moment, Lane.
Oh, hello. Thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How's it going?
It's going good. Yourself?
Hey, not bad over here. Appreciate you asking. Happy New Year. Made
Happy
it through.
New Year. Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. And I hope I'm pronouncing, is it Lane? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, Lane. That's right.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Lane. So, Lane, I had Mary send over some information to catch me up to speed on the call a little bit. I see you've been well established for, since 2008. Is that right? Like 15 years-ish?
That's right.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Talk about time flying, huh? All right. So let's make sure, because the calls that we'll generate for you come directly to you. They don't go through us, not through a third party or middleman. You never have to worry about that. But we want to make sure it's not just blowing your phone up, wasting your time. We want to make sure they're quality calls. So we're very flexible with your target market and your areas. I see on the notes here, just to confirm, that you're mainly focusing on the residential work within about like a 30-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate, would you say?
Yes, sir.
All right, beautiful. So just letting you know, our package can go up to 50 miles out if you ever needed to. Doesn't mean if you use all 50 miles, you can narrow it down to specific counties, zip codes, cities, however you like. Okay. Now, just letting you know, Mary actually put in a really nice promotional rate for you. So it's month-to-month with no contracts. You don't pay per call, click, job, lead, nothing like that. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. The price will always stay the same. So before I dive into that, Lane, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how things work in general or what's included?
All of the above.
Can you
tell me through all this? Yeah.
Sure thing. All right, so we're a premier Google channel partner. As you know, Google doesn't really reach out to customers unless they're multi-million, billion-dollar company. So what they do is they hire different tiers of partnerships to go ahead and handle that for them. Now, we're the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle their SEO. So what we do is we make sure that any time a customer, is within that 30-mile radius and typing in any of the services that you provide, we make sure that you're one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly from there on the first page of Google. Of course, as you know, there's some customers that they fancy a little bit different directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, things like that. We don't want you missing those opportunities. Those are actually included in your package, no additional cost whatsoever. Okay. Have you used any type of marketing like this before? I do see like a home advisor listing. I'm just not sure if that's current or you worked with that in the past.
Yeah. So, we just, terminated our, home advisor account.
Okay.
Which is Angie Leads. We pretty much, cut that off because, we were not getting, true, legit leads, and the leads we were getting, we were calling, contacting the customer, and found out that either they already had the work done, or it was an old lead, and they don't want anybody bugging them anymore. And so, we were paying for these leads, and they were false. They were false leads, and so we ended up deleting that. And really bad taste in our mouth. So. We're no longer with them.
Okay, first off, I'm sorry to hear that. At the end of the day, we're all human, and this is our livelihood. So I get it. But know that you're not alone. Unfortunately, you're not. And the reason I say that is because they're very open about saying this, too. When it comes to Angie's and Home Advisor, they're one directory. And what they do is most of their leads, like 90% of them, are coming from Google. I don't know if you know that. So regardless, if let's say I'm that customer that's looking for your services, I type in on Google, air conditioner units, installation nearby or near me, that becomes a lead. Regardless if I type that in today, yesterday, last week, last month, it sounds like from what you're telling me too, most of the time it's probably way back then, and all of a sudden that customer's been helped already, and then they sell that lead to you and several other businesses that do exactly what you do, and everyone's racing to call this customer down to earn their business, not noticing that they're already been taken care of already. So it's like, what happened there,
Right.
With this, everyone uses Google, hands down. It's built in your phone when you buy it, right?
Oh yeah.
We cut out that middleman. So it's not going to be like, oh, you're chasing your customers down. No, customers are chasing you down this time. And I know that it's a whole nother conversation when you're trying to sell a service, when you calling them, vice versa, when they're calling you, right? So
yeah.
That's the main difference is here. Now, unlike what Angie's does, we're actually, it's a strict policy. We're not allowed to work with anybody else that does what you do within that 50-mile radius. All right. So within that time, being month to month, better believe we're going to work our butts off just to make sure we're earning your business by making sure that you're getting good results that you're looking for so we can earn your business for a long time, have a long relationship there. Okay. Now, Lane, so far, sounds like this is what you're looking for, but I don't want you to think that that's where it all stops, right? There's a lot more that comes along with this. Are you doing or thought about doing any type of social media for the business, like Facebook or anything like that?
Okay. I have, and I have done that. Right now, I'm not interested. There's a few things that took place and happened on Facebook, and I had to delete the account, and I haven't rebooted it or started it back up. So I'm going to hold off on that just for a little bit.
Okay.
I do have a Yelp page that is currently active, and I do have some advertisements that are active on that account. So we do have some advertising going on through Yelp, and we're getting a lot of good feedback from Yelp. I've got currently, I think, somewhere around 20 five-star reviews. And so we're doing really good on Yelp. And advertising seems to be working relatively well. I know right now we're in a slow slump because of the holidays and everything else. That's of course expected. But I would like to have a little bit more presence on Google, because I know that we don't come up very well on Google. So, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, that's what definitely we can help you out with. Let me ask you this, because I'm going to look up while I'm talking with you as well, too. Have you guys done anything like a verification through Google by any chance?
Not that I'm aware of. No, sir.
Okay. Just in case, because that helps speed things along. Okay. Yeah, no. So the way this works is we make sure the very first thing is we get you verified through Google. That's hands down the very first thing we got to do. Okay. That way, when customers do know who you are, let's say they're a referral and they type in your business name, we want to make sure you're the number one spot found. Okay. We don't want somebody else, because Google's going to show something. They're not going to show nothing. Right. And that could be a missed opportunity right at that moment. So we'll make sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
But this works not just for that. This works mostly, I'm going to say, for the customers that don't know who you are, typing in those keywords in those areas. Yeah, we want to make sure you're one of the top recommended as well for that. We can hold off on the Facebook stuff, the social media things. Make sure we're really heavily focusing on the main criteria of directories of Google. And if you're doing well with Yelp, then, yeah, this will do hand-in-hand with it, because they're all linked together. It's like a big picture, but put together with puzzle pieces, right? So that's what we can help with.
Gotcha.
Let's do this, Lane. Let's go over pricing. See if it fits in the right ballpark for your budgeting. If it does, then we can go ahead and further discuss about the next steps from there. Is that okay with you?
Yes, sir.
All right. So as far as your pricing, I can't take credit for this. Mary, the lady you spoke to earlier, she put in this credit for you. I have to say the normal price, because it's a huge promotional discount here. So normally our pricing is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, right? She got you all the way down to $249 month to month. That's it. There's no cancellation fees, setup fees, and everything is included with that. Before I further discuss anything here, based off of pricing though, Lane, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you?
Okay. That seems pretty reasonable. As far as everything that's included in the package, is that still including website design? Is that including any other promotional things that could perhaps be taken off that could bring the price down even more?
Because
we're currently.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, yeah. I did notice you already have a website, so I didn't include the website on that. We do charge extra for websites on there, which is still a promotional rate. Like, we, for an, a website, it's $99. Like, can't beat that. You know, you, it's a one-time fee, that's it. But I didn't include that for you as well. I'm not going to – my job is to make sure that we find a good package that's going to save you money while making sure that you get a good return on your investment. Because, again, month to month – I mean, if you're not doing well, we're going to lose you, right? I'll just put it plain and simple.
Yeah, right, right.
Yes, sir. But,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I was going to say, but this package is the best package for you, because anything further than that, the pricing goes up, but then two, it's, I feel like it's things that you just don't need, right? There's pay-per-clicks on the other ones, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. It just doesn't seem, just getting to know and familiar with your business, seems like you just need to get verified on Google, really, and making sure you're hitting the right areas with the right keywords. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I really don't think you need the whole shebang.
That's really all we're
wanting. Okay. Then, then this package is the best one for you. Anything below this package will not do exactly what you're looking for. A lower package will only hit out about like a 10-mile radius. And that already alone is not good for you. I mean, I think that you already have a great name, especially been in the business for quite this time. It just wouldn't benefit you as much as it could.
Very good. Yeah, that, I totally agree. And I think that's definitely worth the price point. So
Yes, sir. Okay. So, Lane, what we could do is, I mean, completely up to you. You let me know if you're ready to go ahead and get this started. What, the first thing I need to do is just get all the information. Obviously, I want to make sure that everything we discuss is, one, protected for you. So we do a voice verification. Everything is recorded. I put the pricing in there for you. I even tell you, I mean, knock on wood, I mean, I earn your business a lot of time. But if not, I give you the phone number, how to contact us, how to go about parting ways, if that was the case. Again, no cancellation fees or anything like that. And then even after payment, Lane, I make sure that I stay on the phone with you so that way you...
Hello? Hello?
See everything in writing.
Oh, there you are. Sorry, yeah. I lost you there for a second.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't know how much you heard of that. But pretty much I was giving
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. The last part I heard was that you'd stay on the phone with me at something about, when payment goes through or something like that.
Yeah, I just like to make sure, I mean, it's not my job to do this, but I like to personally do this. You know, even after payment of everything here, I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice through text and email. That way we're not playing phone tag, like, hey, what's this? And have questions. I'm here with you on the phone while you can ask that.
Cool.
You know what I mean? So that's important to me anyway. I'm sure it will help you.
sure. Definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Perfect. So, Lane, am I spelling your name correctly? L-A-N-E?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Wow, that's like one in a million. So, all right, perfect. And then, is the last name? I'm horrible with spelling, man. You'll see in the future here. So, far as the last name, is it spelled like just like the business name? L-O-W-E?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And then, what's the best email I could send the invoice to as well?
It's going to be our... a business email. It's going to be info at lowesairsa.com.
Love it. Very strategic too. All right. And then, is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you, ending with the 5227?
This is my direct line. If you don't have this, you can get the business address or business phone number rather, which is 210-872-2665.
Okay. And is that last number you just gave me the best number for your customers to reach out to you? I just want to make sure that I'm blowing up the wrong phone number. Okay, good. I'm glad I asked. All right. And then this next part is for Google, so I need to have it on point here, okay? I have the business name as Lowe's, with apostrophe S on there, air conditioning,
right,
spelled out, and heating. Is there any type of LLC, Inc., corporation, or anything like that that I need to put in there?
It is LLC.
Okay. But I don't need to put that if you don't want me to. I just want to make sure.
You don't have to. Yeah, you can just leave it. Lowe's air conditioning and heating.
Okay. Awesome. And then this next part, now I just want to make sure I mention this part out to you. Google definitely needs a physical address on, like, on file to get you verified. It does not mean you have to show your physical address to the public. But I do have an address here. I just want to make sure to confirm with you. Is it 2723 Bourne? Is it GLN? GLN? And zip code 78006. Is that the right address?
Yeah, 27231.
Okay.
Bernie, B-O-E-R-N-E, Glenn. Okay. That's Bernie, Texas, 78006.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. And did you want me to showcase that address, or would you like to keep that private?
Please keep it private. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm glad I asked. As you can tell, not my first rodeo here. All right.
Yes, sir.
Now, the next part, I want to make sure, because we're going to be making, you know, if case if you ever needed to adjust, change a phone number or add a promotion on your Google presence there, our team will be able to do that for you. Of course, you'll be able to do it yourself if you wanted to, but we just want to make sure, I'm going to tell you like this there, Lane, if you're paying for a service, utilize our team, okay? It can get confusing. You don't want to play catch up as well. So do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow so that way they can show you how to maneuver through your tracking system so that way you can see, you know, everything coming to play for yourself? I don't want you just taking our word for everything either.
Yeah. I will not be available tomorrow. I have an install that I'm going to be working on. So Friday is going to work out better for me around the same time, around 4 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah. Let me go ahead and put that in here. Give me a second. Just want to make sure they have the time available there. You said around this time, though, right? Right at 4 o'clock, 4:30-ish?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
okay. So what I'll do is I'm going to send you an email right now. It's going to be the same email I'm sending over to our team. All you need to do is just hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well. Give me 2 seconds here. Okay. And it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it there, okay, Lane? And bada bing, bada boom. All right. I just sent that. What I'm going to do is put a reminder here as well. They are human, so I want to make sure they're not missing it.
All right, just got it. Give me a second.
Perfect. It's going to be around from 4 o'clock to 5 within that time frame, okay?
All right.
Just want to make sure. Okay. And now, once that goes through, let me make sure on my side here. And again, don't do anything further than just hitting yes on your side, okay? I don't want you getting confused in there. Once that is done, let me know, and we'll go over the next parts for your online presence on Google here.
Okay, so I just hit yes, and it sent me to sign in webpage.
Oh, have you signed into your, I guess, because,
I haven't that's signed okay. in. I can sign in, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a necessity thing right now, but if you can, that'd be great. I just want to make sure that they see and that you also see that they're going to hit yes on their side, too, okay? So just making sure of that.
Okay.
And then let's put this here. I gotta keep catching myself every time I'm like the dates, you know. I gotta put 2024. Oh man.
Yeah. It's gonna take me a little bit to get adjusted too.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one, man. All right. And so now the next part here. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to show showcase your business on Google as far as, like, you want to show Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And what time frame are you thinking?
8 to 5.
8 to 5 it is. And again, I don't want you to feel like you're married to any of this, okay? Anytime you want to adjust or change it, you could do it yourself, but our team will be able to help you do that as well. Okay. All right. And I'm putting notes in here. I did not forget. Make sure not to show physical address to the public. Okay. Boom. Got it. And then as far as your service radius, like I said, this can go about 50 miles out if you needed it to. I see that you wanted to keep around like 30 miles, though. Is that right?
That's right. That's true.
Okay. And it does go up to 50 miles in the future. If you're like, hey, John, I'm ready to spread my wings to go further out, it's included in your package. Don't hesitate to let us know, okay?
All right.
Yes, sir. All right. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
Okay, so we do accept cash, check, credit cards are all accepted, and Cash App, we do accept payment via Cash App as well.
Okay, beautiful. All right. I think the more options customers see online like that, the better. I've even had my own personal experience like that. My wife, I never see the daylight ever of my own cards. So I swear to you, it's a true story, man. And I had to fix my car, and I didn't have my debit card with me or a credit card or anything. I'm like, what the heck? So I only chose the person on Google based off of them showing that it accepts Apple Pay, actually. I was like, oh, perfect. It's the only one. I got to do it. You know, so. That's a true story, man.
Believe it or not, we're actually planning on accepting Apple Pay here in the near future.
Are you really?
Yeah, we actually are. So, I mean, Apple Pay is getting out there. It's getting.
It is. It really, I mean, Apple products in general, you know what I mean? So, all right. If you want to add that now, I could, or we can add it later down the road when you are ready. Completely up to you on that.
Yeah, we'll hold off for right now until we make it public.
Okay, sounds good. And then I remember you mentioning that you don't want to use the social media as of right now. What I can do is, because the pricing doesn't change with that, it's just you get more bang for your buck using it. Our team sets up that Facebook business page if you need it to, keeps it up to date for you. The only thing we don't do is talk to your customers. Did you want me to keep that with it, or did you want to not use it whatsoever?
Yeah, we're not going to use it right now.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. All right. And then I do have to ask, your business is licensed or insured. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Perfect. And now the next part here is the bread and butter. Okay. So I know I'm putting you on the spot, but as much as you can, I'd be great. As far as your services that you do want to be found for. Now, I already have the bare essentials, obviously, like, you know, air conditioning and heating, AC. Do you do repairs as well? Or do you do just the installation and service?
Okay. Yes. So most of our services that we offer are actually listed on our website, and I can get you on that. But just so you know, all of our work is exclusively related to just HVAC work and air quality.
Yeah. Okay.
So, let's see here. I'm just going to read it off to you. That way I don't miss anything. Any parts related to the functions of cooling and heating equipment and indoor air quality will be addressed. And of course, this is all related to insulation, repair, and maintenance of air conditioning equipment. And we do offer HVAC services, such as condenser coil cleaning, cleaning of condensate lines, electrical evaluations, checking the amp draw of compressor, fan motor, blower motors, checking refrigerant and charging the system with refrigerant, any ductwork repairs, installation, and evaluations, evaporator coil inspections, condenser coil inspections. We also check for leaks of any refrigerant, and then we check for mold, mildew, any contamination in ductwork or in the HVAC. We check all of that. Airflow evaluation, check for CFMs, the amount of air going through the ductwork. Make sure there's proper airflow in each system. And, of course, we inspect all of the heater components of the HVA system, whether it's a heat pump, a gas furnace, and we check all the components related to heating as well as cooling. So all of that is included. And really, you know, as a whole, we only do work related to HVAC and nothing
okay.
else.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So we're focusing heavily on
that. As far as duct cleaning goes, we don't offer that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. And I copied and pasted as well, too, as you're reading from the website as well, just to make sure I didn't miss something here. Because main thing is to get the phone ringing that are looking for these services, not some stuff that you don't even know what we're talking about either. You know what I mean? So the last thing we want is to waste your time. So we'll make sure of that. And on Friday, when our team calls you, I'm going to give you the phone number as well, the direct line. But when they talk to you, I'm going to put in here that you may want to add more just so they can bring it up. And that way, if I miss something, you can add it. Or if you rehear it again, you're like, you know what? That's something that we don't want to utilize anymore. That's perfectly fine. I could take it off. Like, you know what I mean? So I'll put that in there.
Right. Okay.
All right. Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you the direct line here.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right, it's 877-635-6225. Right. And I want you to save it as local splash. All right, anytime you call in, it's voice activated. You can say customer support, billing, you can say Google Business Profile, and there'll always be a team that's available for you Monday through Friday, okay?
All right, very good.
All right, love it. All right, so I'm sending this over to our team now. We've got two little parts here left. I appreciate your patience here. Lane, now I want to make sure this is for your protection, so I'm not going to accept a no for an answer on this one, okay? We're going to do everything on the recording here. I'm going to ask you a few questions to verify that you are the business owner, right? If you have any questions or concerns, you stop me in my tracks right away and ask, okay? That's what I'm here for. But I'm also going to put the pricing in the recording, and I'm going to go over that phone number again to, you know, again, tell you how to go ahead and cancel or part ways in the future if you need to do that, okay? So without further ado,
all right.
I'm going to go ahead and hit record here and get it started. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rose Air Conditioning and Heating.
Perfect. And please state the name, your name and title within the business.
Lane Lowe.
Perfect.
Business owner, CEO.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Right.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's very important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second on that, Lane. So after this recording part, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way you're not falling for any of the traps, okay? Unfortunately, there are crazy people out there, and we want to make sure we keep everything confidential. So anytime we call in from here on, we'll only ask your security question. We will never give out your answer. That way you know it's us you're talking to, and we know it's you. As long as, of course, you don't forget your own answer, okay?
Right, right.
All right, I'm going to continue here. So Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question?
Okay, sure thing. So pretty much what it's saying is we can't read your mind. Anytime you need to make an adjustment or you need to change anything out and you need some help, we're not going to do anything without your permission. Please let us know so that way we can do that. If not, it's not going to get done, right? So it's very important.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Did you want me to repeat it again just in case or however you like? I just want to make sure you feel comfortable.
No, I'm good. I got you. I understand. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 3rd in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the third of each month in the same amount of $249. Now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, I just want to make sure you're protected, man. I don't want to have any hiccups there on that, okay? So the next part here is the security question. Lane, I joke around about this all the time, but I've actually seen it happen. So please don't forget your own answer to your own question. I don't want you to lock out your own account, okay?
sure, I understand.
All right. You have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Bo, B-O.
I love it. All right. And just letting you know, that will never change, okay? And we will never give that answer out. So it's a huge red flag if that was the case. Okay. Now that you have our number,
okay,
if you get any concerns or anything like that, hang up the phone and just call that phone number. Okay.
All right.
All right. And the last part here is far as how we're making the payment today, is it just the first and last name that's on the card that we're using today, Lane, or is there a middle initial as well?
Tell you what, let me get the card out and look at it. I believe there's a middle initial.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, are you ready for it?
Oh, before you do, it's just first and last name, right? There's not a middle initial, you said?
There is a middle initial, and yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. What would that letter be?
Yeah. Okay. So, the first name is going to be Wendell, W-I-N-D-E-L-L. Middle initial is L. Last name is Lowe. And there is a suffix. I don't know if that matters.
I don't think that does matter. Yeah, it should be fine. Okay. Now, just letting you know, I will, of course, have everyone call you as Lane, but whatever name is on that card has to be the actual name that says the primary of the account. Do you go by Lane? Is that why? And that's the first name, Wendell?
Yeah, I go by Lane. Yeah.
Oh,
my
okay.
My first name is Wendell, and my dad's name is of course Wendell Lowe. So yeah.
Oh, don't worry,
Lane. Yeah.
I go by my middle name, John, but my first name's David. So I feel you, man.
okay. Yeah.
And so, Lane, far as the billing address, is it the same to the card, the 27231?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
And what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Credit card, American Express.
American, it is. All right. And just for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. It's a 3715594730. 1-3-0-0-7.
Okay. And the expiration on that?
10/25.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
9416.
Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, just letting you know, now you know I'm not lying, that we got you a really nice promotional rate here. I want to make sure it stays that way, okay? So I want to refresh a few times as well, too. Make sure there's no hiccups in there as well, okay? So give me 1 second here. Okay. That looks good. Boom, boom, boom. All right. We're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and please stay on the phone with me. I'm going to make sure I keep to my promises here, okay? I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249, okay? And please, once it goes through, stay on the phone with me because, like I said, you're going to see a text and an email. Whichever comes first to you, though, let me know because I'm going to help walk you through so you can actually see the breakdown of everything we discussed. That's making sure that's in there for you, okay? So give me 2 seconds here. Okay. Well, actually, that's why. Okay. I'm so sorry. I want to make sure that the card was exact. I put it under a different card type of thing. Doesn't have the same amount of what's it called, numerical numbers there. All right. So now that we got it here, I'm going to go in and process the payment. Looks good. Boom, boom, boom. Let me know as soon as you get that text or an email. But it both's going to be the same, but I'll say it as Local Splash's initial invoice. Okay. All right. It just went through on my side. So let me know once it goes through to you. And Lane, just to let you know, as far as the security question I'm putting in here, and it's coming back to me saying that it definitely needs more than two letters. Is there another way I can spell that? Or is there anything else I can put here?
How many letters do you need?
Just more than two. I could put an E at the end. I just don't want to make it mess up.
Okay, put an E there. Yeah.
Yeah, is that okay? All right.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
That's fine.
All right.
Cool. And I did receive the email, so it went through.
Okay. Beautiful. In the email, you know, like I said, it says local Splash initial invoice. You're going to get a few other ones here, and I'll go over that in just a second, but this is the main one. Once you click that to open it up, there's a spot that shows, it should say something like initial, or click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and click that for me. And in there is everything we discussed, okay, far as breakdown of all of it. And just letting you know, there will be a short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. But if you decide to do something like that, please let me know because I can go ahead and apply the promotional rate to the other packages as well. That way you're not paying the actual regular pricing. You'll have that actually. Literally, you have over a 50% promotional rate here, so I want to make sure I apply that if that's the case, okay? But read through that carefully.
Okay.
Once you get to the bottom there, there's two checkboxes that everybody misses because they're so darn small. but once you click that, you're going to type in the name exactly how it shows on the card. But again, I'm here with you. Let me know if you have any questions, okay?
All right.
Put notes on the account so they know if they call you Lane here. Okay, let's go there.
All right, done.
Beautiful. It should take you to like a username and password or something like that.
That's right.
Okay, awesome. That's how I know to do it right. Don't worry about this part from here. On Friday, when our team calls you with from that 877 number, they're going to give you the login and password there. If I give it to you right now, you're going to see literally nothing. That's your tracking system that you're able to see everything for yourself. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, that's your next best friend. Yeah, yeah. I always say to any customer, keep track of that. If a customer calls you directly and you miss their phone number, sometimes on the cell phone, it doesn't read their number, it will show from there. Mm-hmm. So that's something, another way to contact your customers. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
But, hey, Layton, I'm going to tell you this right now. Congratulations. Welcome to the family here. All right. We're going to do well with you. Get you verified. Get this thing up and running
you.
For you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You've been very patient with me as well, and I appreciate you.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Well, you're very good, very thorough, and you got my confidence. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Likewise. All right, man. Well, hey, if for any reason you need to reschedule, again, communication's best. Let us know, and we'll go ahead and accommodate for that. But until then, we'll talk to you Friday, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Your name is John?
Yes, sir. That's me.
All right. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you for your help.
Yes, sir. All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.